Episode 161 von Win Today, Hockey, O'Clock. Janusz Hagi, Kapitän, Hydrofeaver AV19. Und Benche Stipsitz, Verteidiger, Hydrofeaver AV19.
Everything is working really well around the team, around the club, I think, even compared to every place I played, which is good. And that, I think, that shows in how consistent our imports are re-signing here. Like, you see Kemba been here like 4 or 5 years, Kura, like, there's always guys who stay because they also get surprised probably of how well everything is working. And then, of course, the new arena is a big difference now, because even if you play on other teams in the league, you come to the arena, the bus stops for the first time, you wonder if it's pro hockey or not. Of course, the atmosphere is awesome, but even as a fan, to go to the arena is, if you're not a hardcore hockey fan, it's tough to go to the game, because hard to get to the bathroom, hard to go buy a beer, like, so crowded. So the new arena is going to give an even better professional look to the club as a visitor or a home team player, that you come there and it looks like professional hockey.
Win Today, Hockey, O'Clock.
In diesem Augenblick wird's jetzt richtig hitzig. Und die Scheibe kollert über die Linie.
Mittendrin statt nur der Ball.
Das ist unglaublich, was die vier zelebrieren.
Nice move, another nice move.
Oh,
it's gone.
Oh, what a goal. It doesn't get any better than this.
This has been long overdue. I don't think we can call them a surprise team. They've been good for such a long time, but now it's finally time to have two representatives of Hydrofeaver AV19 on the same show. It's Hockey O'Clock episode number 161. It's two players, two great Hungarian players that grace this little podcast. It is, of course, Janusz Hagi, captain of Hydrofeaver AV19. And it's probably the best Hungarian defenseman there is, with Benche Stipsitz. And maybe I've already messed up the names a little bit. This will happen throughout the conversation. But Janusz and Benche, so happy that you're here on Win Today Hockey O'Clock.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Benche, we were texting back and forth a little bit after during the last weekend, and how big the away trip in Italy was. You having back-to-back games in Bolzano, having won in Asiago, eking out a win in Asiago, losing narrowly in Bolzano, still recording three victories or three wins out of the last four games. How important was it to finish the road trip in Italy on a high note, with the winner against Asiago?
It was very important. I mean, we had a tough stretch in the beginning of the year here, and we really need the points. The standings are quite close. We're still fighting for a good position to start playoffs. So we really needed the points. It was a tough game in Bolzano. It's always a tough game in that arena. They have a good team, even though they started the year not as great as they wanted to, but they're a good team, so it's a hard game. And in Asiago, we started out great, but they tied it up. And luckily, we got the 3 points very close to the end there. It was a weird game. We even started later, some problems with the bus. So it was a tough one for us, but it's important to get those points even when things are not great going your way.
Janusz, how is it to be so close to the top of the standings and even lead the standings for the first time in team history? How's the general sentiment about the season that Fehava has been having so far?
I think it's great, but all you have to look at the standings after 48 games. So I think we were leading the league at one point for a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, at like 20 games. But then we ended up being third or fourth, I think. And now we were leading, and hopefully we can finish first, or at least second would be the best the team ever finished, I think, in the regular season. So we are aiming to be the best team so far in the league's history in this league. And it's eight games to go and anything can happen.
That have been one of my natural, basically, follow-up questions. You have three games at home remaining, five games on the road. So a fairly unbalanced schedule. But as of right now, Fehava would be sitting in second place. Fehava would be having a right to pick a playoff opponent or pick as the second team to have a playoff opponent. How much thought have you already not put into this? I know this is still upcoming, but is this something that's valuable to the organization that you know that you might be able, if this goes on, to pick a playoff opponent? Or is it something so far away that you still try to focus on the games, Janos?
It's both. Like, we focus, of course, the next game, which is tomorrow against Villach, but I was just discussing it today with some of the teammates, like who would be the best pick for us from the fifth to eighth place teams right now. So of course we think about it, but as I said, if we are first or second, then it's, you can pick from more teams, which is nice. But I think at the same time, I think all the first, especially now the eight first teams in the standings are pretty close. So maybe Klagenfurt has been a little better than the rest of the teams, which shows in the standings. But I think the other seven teams have been pretty tight lately, and it doesn't matter who you play, it's going to be a tough battle.
There's still one opportunity to get points from Klagenfurt. There's an away game remaining at Klagenfurt. But Benja, if you look at the entirety of the season so far, And everything that goes into the process of kind of getting a feel for opponents and for you not to give away too much yet, which kind of is impossible anyways, because there's so much conversation going into who plays whom and who's going to pick whom. But for you personally, are there teams where you think this is, easy is the wrong word, but I feel more comfortable playing team A than I feel team B? Just something for people to remember with you heading into the pick kind of process.
Yeah, it's there's always these considerations. You always look how you did against certain teams in the regular season, like what's your record against them, what's your record away, for example. There's some places it's harder to win, just the travel and everything. It also adds up. So I think that also is taken into consideration a little bit. You have teams that our systems are more compatible against or not so good. So it's usually a pretty complex decision. But as Janos was saying, we are also looking to finish as high as we can so we can have more options to pick from. But it's also right now, if I remember correctly, like that 4th to 8th place is really tight. So you don't really know yet who it's going to be. And then, of course, there's also the play-in round, in which, okay, those teams maybe are a little bit more behind, but you only have to win 2 games there. And that's, so you don't really know what you're picking out of. And that's kind of also an interesting thing, that you can't really focus too much on who you're going to play. You're just trying to improve your own game. And then once you know who you can pick from, then you can look at, is your style more compatible with one or the other? So it's a really complex decision, I think.
It definitely is. And the good thing about the Hydro Fehva EV19 organization is that there are so many smart hockey minds that put a lot of thought into everything that happened on the ice and maybe even away from it to make the best possible decision for the team. But if you had a personal say in this, and I'm really hoping that you are, Benja, how much of a factor is travel? Because Fehva hasn't been shy to traveling across countries. But if there's, let's say, an opponent in Austria with maybe 4-hour travel versus an opponent in Italy where you really have a good win-loss record against, with maybe double the amount of travel at 8 hours. What would you prefer, facing the quote unquote easier opponent with a longer travel, or facing an equal opponent with a shorter distance of travel? How much of a factor is travel in that decision? That's probably what it's boiling down to.
I mean, travel is a big thing in this league for us. We do travel, I think, probably one of the most from the teams. We don't have that many teams that are close. But I think if we look, we mostly look at the hockey. Like, travel is a factor, but I wouldn't say it's the most important factor. I think last year is a good example of that, because I think if we would have gotten points in Linz in the last game, we could have picked between Graz or Asiago. And Graz is obviously, I think, four or 5 hours for us, something like that. Four. And Asiago is considerably farther away. But we had a team meeting about it. And basically, even before, we already had the decision that we would pick Asiago in that round because of hockey considerations. So since we traveled the day before, I mean, in that case, travel wasn't that huge of a part of decision there. It was more hockey based. How it will be this year, I mean, we have a different coaching staff. We will see, but it is a factor. I think for us, travel is pretty big, but during the regular season, because we have so many of these longer trips. But I think there, the hockey considerations will outweigh the travel conveniences for sure.
That's something that's definitely important to know for Feva fans. And Bente, you already stepped on a little thing that I want to extend to Janos, him being the captain of Hydro Feva AV19, him being probably the most important iconic player of Hungarian descent as of right now in the sport of hockey. The new coach, Janos. And you've known him for quite some time, but after you heard that the premier Hungarian hockey program would finally get its first Hungarian-born head coach for you as a Hungarian, how did it feel when you got to know David Kiss would be coaching Feva AV19?
Honestly, it was. I think I was looking forward to it. When I heard the news in the summer, we have known each other since we were kids. Basically, we played against each other a lot. Then he's been our assistant coach for a couple of years. So he's around my age. He's 2 years older. So, and I know he's been doing a good job coaching the last 10 years. So I was excited. I kind of saw the team needed. It was a convenient change, I think, in the summer for the team. But yeah, he's been doing a good job, and we knew he was going to do a good job. And it's really nice for Hungarian hockey to have a Hungarian coach leading the biggest team in Hungarian hockey for the last 15 years or so, or maybe even more. So yeah, it's really nice, and he's doing obviously a good job in a good position. So I think the national team can benefit from it if you think about it in a long term. So it's very good.
We might get to the national team eventually, but if we just look at your individual scoring stats so far, and I know captains especially hate talking about their stats, it's always about the team, and I do understand that, but what stands out, and this is certainly a prediction brought to you and us by our dear friends at Elite Prospects, if your current scoring pace holds up, this will be the second best regular season you've ever had in the Winter Day Ice Hockey League. Only Hanno Jevenpe, or under Hanno Jevenpe, you had a better year. What made Coach Kiss and probably also Coach Tyler Dietrich, who is an assistant coach, made unlock you so much more than maybe with other coaches in previous years?
I don't think that's too much to do with that. It's how the points are. It's a lot of luck involved always. So some years, you like last year, our team wasn't scoring any goals, and our power play was really struggling was like 12%. This year, 25. I think a lot of extra points came on those, and then a couple of big games that you get more points. But if you play the same way, like there is, like I said, a lot of luck involved, how many points you get. And even with Kevin 2 years ago, I was injured for a while, so I would had probably a good regular season. But then I had really good playoffs with him, points wise, and obviously team wise, we went to the finals. So, but yeah, usually if the team does well, then the top players do well as well. So it's all about how your line mates are doing. If, like, I played with Andre Kuralt now for 5-6 years on the same line, and if he have a good year, then I have a good year. So it's not so much individual even points. It's a lot of how the team and the guys around you are doing.
See, this is why you're the perfect captain, because I knew you'd kind of have to answer in a diplomatic way, and you still alluded to some other teammates who are having great years. I mean, the 15 goals scored by, or that have been scored by Ante Kurgard so far, tremendous too. And of course, that helps your points total as well. And as you've already alluded to it, Janos, this is a conversation that we record before the game against Villach, which happens on Tuesday. We record this on a Monday. This will see the day of light on Wednesday, so we don't know what happened in the Villach game. But people who are interested in Fieva, just check the box score and look at how Janos, Anse, and Bence lighted up the score sheet. I brought you onto this program because I wanted to talk about Fieva in general a little more. I had the distinct pleasure of having Fieva representatives on this podcast, Winter Day Hockey O'Clock, in years past. I talked to Victor Selig, who gave a really good insight of what goes on in Hungarian hockey. I had the distinct honor of talking to coach Kevin Constantine, who's now not on Hydro Fieva anymore. And this is serving primarily Austrian hockey fans. And Benji, you, as someone who's known the program so well, who's one of the premier Hungarian defensemen, if someone doesn't know Hydro Fieva AV19, how would you describe that club and everything the organization is about to someone who's never heard of them or of the club?
I think it's a very long-standing club. So this club's been around for a long time, first in Hungary, and then obviously they were looking at a better opportunity when they joined the Winterday Ice Hockey League. And we've been in it for, I would say, more than 15 years now. I'm not quite sure, maybe 17. But what the goal is here is to constantly develop. So when this team got in the league, I remember I was still a kid and I would watch the games, and a lot of times they weren't doing too well in the standings. And then the management, which changed a little bit over the years, but the same core people work at the organization. It's always something we want to get better. We want to get Hungarian hockey closer to the top level. And with the import rules here, they're always trying to bring in imports that can really help. But we need the Hungarian players too, just like the Austrian teams. The good Austrian teams have the best Austrians. So the goal for Ferencváros is to be the best team it can be, so it can attract the best Hungarians and showcase the best Hungarians and be the backbone of Hungarian hockey also in the national team. Back when they started the program, I would say more than half the national team played on Fehérvár, and also that's also true now that big part of our national team comes from this team. So it has a long culture. You can see the fans, they always expect us now to do good. In my, I would say, first year, 7 years ago, it was more like, oh, hopefully we can somehow get into the playoffs, or like 15 years ago too, like hopefully we make it into the playoffs. And now for the fans too, it's not just enough for us to make it to the playoff. Once we've had that good run 2 years ago, then now the expectations are also higher. So they always want us to level up in every sense And with now the new arena arriving too, I think that's another thing we're leveling up in, and hopefully the more people will come out to watch our games because it's going to be really spectacular to be playing in an arena like that.
I said it before we went on the air with this talk. It took me way too long a time to finally get to Székesfehérvár and to the arena. And it's been a blast. And to all the Austrian and Slovenian and Italian hockey fans that are listening right now, if you can ever make the trip to the old arena, please do so, because that's a blast. And I'd imagine the new arena and seeing fans there and seeing Fever play there, nothing less on that experience. So everything about the club as of right now, success in the standings and success apart or away from the ice with the new arena is there. But Janusz, you have seen so much hockey and also on an international level, and then return to be one of the key players, key figures of Hydrofever AV19. How would you describe the club to a foreigner? You played in Sweden, you played in Finland. How would you describe what Fehava is all about to someone there?
To be honest, when I was a kid, I would always come from, I'm from Budapest. We would always just come to the rink, and you come from the highway through the industrial area. So I never seen how nice downtown and actually Fejér is. So when I signed here first, I was didn't know what to expect, but I was pleasantly surprised and how good the organization works. Especially, I'm was like an import because I don't have my own house or whatever. So how good the living situation is for the imports and every player. When you get here, everything is taken care of right away. I heard some worse stories from the league. Like here, it's everything on point. Like your internet is working. You get your car the same day. Like everything is working really well around the team. Around the club, I think, even compared to every place I played, which is good. And that I think that shows in how consistent our imports are re-signing here. Like you see, Kemba been here like 4 or 5 years, Kurault, like there's always guys who stay because they also get surprised probably of how well everything is working. And then, of course, the new arena is a big difference now because. Even if you play on other teams in the league, you come to the arena, the bus stops for the first time. You wonder if it's pro hockey or not. Of course, the atmosphere is awesome, but even as a fan to go to arena is, if you're not a hardcore hockey fan, it's tough to go to the game because hard to get to the bathroom, hard to go buy a beer, like so crowded. So the new arena is gonna give a even better professional look to the club as a visitor or a home team player, that you come there and it looks like professional hockey, or you know what I mean. So yeah, but I would say the club is really, really good. So I always get that question from players who consider signing here, and I always have good things to say. And even my wife, who is Swedish, loved it here the first time we were here. She was the one who wanted to come back here, and so that's a good sign. Even the wives are happy here. So I think that it's, of course, I played here long times, but that's not why I'm saying it. I played here because I like it here. So yeah, only good things to say about the club.
And that's coming from one of the best, if not the best, Hungarian players on earth, in terms of hockey. That says a lot. And it's nice that you all also mentioned the import player component, because a good friend of this program always has been Mike Uzis, and he raved about the time that he had in Székesfehérvár and about the beauty of the city. And once you really wrap your head around everything that happens there, it's really nice. I've always enjoyed my times in Hungary, which probably could have been, or I probably could have stayed there more often, but just never really turned out to be. And then it's the finals 2 years ago. Fehava eventually getting to the big dance against Red Bull Salzburg, and I knew I'd eventually or finally get to participate and watch a game in Fever. And getting to Gabo Oksay Arena and observing the fans, and I even brought my own decibel meter and had it on after a goal where it showed 127 decibels, which I think is the equivalent of standing next to an extremely big waterfall. That's what it's supposed to be. I was shocked and amazed and full of joy because of the pure hockey love of the fans in the stands. And you've been exposed to that for many, many years now, Janos, but talk about the fans and their only positive, but quote unquote madness that goes on in the stands.
Yes, it's especially that playoffs was in the semifinals already, was already in warmups, it was full house in the arena, which was crazy. But which, like Benza talked about, with the good results over the last couple of years, the expectation is higher as well. So if you don't play Red Bull or Klagenfurt or whoever, you can feel it in the arena that the expectation is you should win this game, compared to me and Benz's first year was together in this club. And back then it was every game was hopefully the team wins. So that shows how far we have come in that sense. But yeah, the fans are, the core fans who are always there are, of course, they are cheering. Even this year when we've been losing a couple of games, they were giving us like ovations after the games sometimes, and really supported us. And then we are personally pretty close to a couple of the fans as well, like talk to them after the games and meet them. It's of course the same people every year, every game, so you get familiar. But yeah, it's a this arena is perfect for, if this arena size would stay and just a newer version would be perfect in my mind, or a little bit bigger even. But that's a little bit of risk with the new arena, that it's a lot bigger, so hopefully we can get more people there. But it's going to be hard to beat the atmosphere compared to what it is now.
But you see, that's where all the international tourists are coming in, and they're trying to fill the new Székesfehérvár arena too. And we've talked about this topic about the crazy fans and everything that goes into the stands right before we hit the record button. And Benze, I think it's something that you're perfectly equipped to talk about, that we first listen into something that happens after a Fehérvár goal is scored. And I personally started to wonder what the fans in the stands are singing, because one of the more iconic goal songs and goal tunes in the league definitely belongs to Hydro Fehérvár AV19. It starts with a goal horn. It goes on with, I think, Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll. And then there's a Hungarian piece of it in it. And I want to play this to you and the people out there, because I witnessed people or Fehérvár fans in other rinks, in away rinks, in Austrian rinks, when I saw you, sing that song too. So it really sticks with the fans. It obviously has got something to it. Without further ado, Benze, I'm just playing this out to people, and then we're going to talk about it. This is how it sounds when Fehérvár scores a goal. And it's so impressive to witness it in a stands, because there's so much towel waving and there's so much singing and it's so loud and it's so great. And the last part that people just heard, apparently it's from a song from the Hungarian band Republic, Repül a Balna, if I'm not messing it up entirely. What is the part of the song about, and why do you think, Benja, that it resonates with fans so much?
So I honestly don't know when this got started. Even when I was a kid, I remember I also, as Yanni said, I would come sometimes to watch Fehérvár play, and they already had that at the time. So it's been like this for a long time. And it's just a part of a song that I think back then even more really resonated with the fans, because the lyrics go that I'm small, I will grow up, I will kick you, and more, 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 this is not enough. So I guess when we got into this league, the team was always just trying to somehow claw itself up. And this was a great song that kind of symbolized that. And I think the lyrics are pretty easy too. They're pretty good to yell. And that's an also a big thing, I think, for the fans. And a lot of people know this song in Hungary. So it's a pretty well-known one. And yeah, it's just so iconic. Even when my first professional season, I played in the Hungarian league in another team, and we played the farm team of Fehérvár. And even there, when the fans would come out, it was this. And it was just, it's such an iconic thing about Fehérvár, and the fans absolutely love it too. It gets so loud. And I think that's, it's such a good thing. And like, even as you said, on the road, we go to Innsbruck or Feldkirch now, which is so far away, and there's some Hungarians living in Austria, and they come out and support us, and they sing it too. It's really something special.
Now, I don't want to give it away to too many fans, but I have to mention, you 5 years younger than Janos, and still you joined the club at the exactly same time. And Fehérvár's been a mainstay in the international league that is now called the Winterday Ice Hockey League. Fehérvár joined in 2007, 2008. It's been basically one of the very few international clubs with no issues whatsoever, no financial things that might happen or not. They're just competent partner, they're just a competent team that's always there, that's always fit to play, that's always competing for the playoffs. And it's this iconic Hungarian program where I guess you guys worked it out perfectly, where every Hungarian player that puts on skates eventually wants to play for. How was it for you, Benja, putting on skates for the very first time for Fehérvár, knowing that you'd be able to play in front of those rowdy fans?
It was actually really interesting because I was born and grew up in Budapest. I played for a different Hungarian organization my whole career up to that. And then I played 1 year in the United States as a junior, and then had the opportunity to come play for this team. And I remember the first time I came in, I would play against these guys, even who were then at the time on the team. I played my whole career as a U12, U14, U16, U18 against them. I would always be in the visiting locker room. So the first time going to the home locker room, coming out and hearing the fans, it was really quite strange, to be honest, because I've always played against this team. But it's really great, to be honest, to play in front of these fans. Like, if we start a home game and we're playing a big game Friday or Saturday when most people can come, we play, for example, you said Red Bull, and the stands are already full at warm-ups, and you can see how excited people are, and you start out well, and the crowd gets into it. It's really something special. So yeah, it was great opportunity for me, and it was really special just to play in front of that many people in Hungary. Not all the games you can play in front of this many people. So that's always great that we can get good viewership. And hopefully with the new arena, yeah, as Janos said, it's a little bit bigger, so it's going to be tricky. But hopefully we can fill some more seats just because it's bigger.
Janos, you're someone who spent a lot of time abroad in other countries too. You could probably put this in perspective, how the relationship between Budapest and Székesfehérvár is going, because there's only one true Székesfehérvár born player on the roster with Dominik Horvat, who's been having a tremendous year, by the way, too. And there are a lot of Budapest born players. You yourself, obviously Benje, there's István Terbocs. There are premier programs in Budapest that have kind of helped feed Hungarian hockey and keep that talent pipeline alive. But how is the relationship between Budapest and Székesfehérvár in terms of hockey and professional hockey?
That's a good question. I just wanted to comment on your last question to Bentham, which is when he first came to the league, his first game against Vienna was probably not a good experience in front of the fans. They lost 9-1, I think. So that was his first experience in front of the new fans. So I just thought that was a funny comment to put into this. Back to your question. I don't know. I think at least when I started playing hockey, hockey was really small in Hungary, like with ice arenas with a roof on it. Like I played on the outside rinks when I was a kid. There was zero in Budapest, one in Székesfehérvár and one more in Dunai Város. So basically all the players, national team, came from Székesfehérvár or Dunai Város back then. And then obviously Budapest started to get new rings. And Budapest is a really big city. So obviously that's why most of the players come from there. On the countryside, it's starting to get bigger, but obviously wasn't big until now. So if nobody plays hockey outside Budapest, of course, everybody is going to come from there. So that's a little bit the answer to that. And Székesfehérvár always been the big club in Hungary. So I think the friendship or whatever with the Budapest hockey is always been good and respected. And obviously everybody who plays youth hockey wants to go to the NHL. But next goal is probably playing Fehérvár and national team. So Fehérvár is not a big city. It's 100,000 people. So they don't have as much players as in Budapest, where 2 million, 2.5 million people lives. So that's why more players coming from there.
But you see, this is where Hungary and Austria are fairly similar. With 100,000 people, you'd already be amongst the top six, top seven largest cities in Austria too. So no shame on that. One thing I've always been interested in, and I'm lucky enough that I finally get to ask some Fehérvár players directly. Every time I talk to someone about the Fehérvár organization this year, every time I heard someone talking about the Fehérvár organization this year, one name kept dropping, and it's assistant coach Tyler Dietrich. And I haven't been able to put or really connect the dots yet. David Kiss, I had him on the podcast early summer, previewing the year. He was great. And he said how important Tyler Dietrich is to his work and how close they are. But just hearing maybe from the captain, you yourself, Janos, how big of an impact does Tyler Dietrich indeed have on the Fehérvár program? Because I assume a lot of people out there have never heard of him. But if you look at his hockey CV, it's off the charts, and I feel it's someone you have to know. But just coming from you, how is it working with him?
It's obviously really good, but like you said, they are close with David Kish, and we have to mention our goalie coach as well, Finnish
Samu Linnanmaa.
Yes. Because they are all three in the coaching staff working together. Like Samuli has the PK, Tyler runs the power play, and both been working really well this year. And I assume they talk about everything in there, the big picture. But it's been a good trio to work together this season. And Tyler runs the Ds, the defenseman as well, so I don't have much to do with him. Except the power play meetings we do together, and sometimes we discuss small things. But he's been a good addition, of course. But I don't want to give too much credit to one guy. I think it's all three been working together really well this year, and I think that's been the key to get the players work together as well.
Again, you're really doing a good job in lauding all the people that have make or have helped make this Feyenoord team a success. But with Tyler Dietrich running the D's, Benji, I guess it's the best option to extend the question to you. How is it working with him? How is it to work under him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a very experienced guy. He's seen a lot of great players, obviously, with Team Canada. And he can always give you good ideas of what you should be doing better as a D. He does some video sessions with us. We always look at what our problems are at the time and then kind of try to work on those. And what Jano said is really true. I think all the coaching staff is really on the same page. So that's what really helps, that they know each other. They have similar ideas. So there's not like something that the head coach wants something, but the assistant coach doesn't agree with it. And it like causes tension in inside the team. They're really on the same page. So we really know that when Tyler is asking something of the defenseman, it's part of that big picture. And we know that the head coach is also asking that part from the forwards. So there's that harmony in between. And I think that's what's really important, that as a player, if you see that the coaching staff, or you can feel the coaching staff not being on the same page, then it makes it difficult as a player, because then you're like, okay, well, like, how should I do certain things? But here, I just feel that all three of them are young and are on the same page, and they really want to make the most of the situation that they're in. So that makes it easy as a player, I guess.
Now, I've said it before that you're one of the best, if not the best, Hungarian defensemen, but there is an awful lot of competition on Feyenoord AV19's roster when it comes to the defensemen. There's Josh Atkinson, who played forward a couple of times over the last weeks. There's Tim Campbell, so known commodities. There's Gleason Fournier. There's Henrik Nielsen, who was part of the finals run a couple of years ago too. There's Marcus Phillips. There's Carter Robertson. So if all are healthy, and I know that hasn't always been the case this year. There's six imports or import defensemen. There's a handful of great Hungarian defensemen. You probably leading the attack on that. How intense is competition on that defensive side on the roster for Feyenoord AV19, Benze?
I mean, it's always tough. Ever since I've been here, there's usually been at least four, but usually five import defensemen. So you're always working to establish your ice time. So I always think that it's a good thing that we have that competition. I mean, we want to be the best we can be. And that's the situation we are in. That's that we signed that many import guys. And we have a really good roster. We have, I think, a really good defensive core this year. So it's always difficult, but you want to just keep learning. All my years here with the import players, I would always try to learn a lot from them, because usually they were much older than me and have played in a lot of different spots. It's a little bit interesting this year that there are actually younger imports than me, which is kind of strange. I think that's the first time. But yeah, there's always some rivalry. I think that makes teams better, because you always have to perform. If you don't have enough guys, then sometimes you can just kind of take some time off kind of in practices, for example. But here you always have to be on point. You always have to play your best to be in the lineup and to get the ice time. So yeah, and it also helps with the injuries. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a year when we had all the guys always healthy. So it's a good thing if somebody gets injured, we have a guy who's very competent to take that spot and play the minutes that the injured guy is missing. That's on a lot of teams. Sometimes that's a big problem. If you guys hurt, you can't really replace them, and then the team suffers. And I feel that this year, at least speaking for the defense, Janos probably knows the forwards better, but on defense, we have very capable guys filling spots if somebody's injured at the time.
I saw you guys a couple of weeks back in Fekir, and I really marveled at the defensive depth that you're having or enjoying, contrast to some other Winter Day Ice Hockey League teams. So hopefully that's something that you'll have going for you for the foreseeable future. But as your time is limited, and there are only so many more questions that I can ask, Janos, I want to try to start rounding out this conversation by asking or tackling two remaining topics. One of them has always or already come up during this conversation. It's, of course, a new arena that's supposed to open at the start of next year. And Coach Kiss, who was here on the program a couple of months ago, as I've already mentioned, said that it should open in 24-25, but that there might be a path, and mind you, he said that in August, to you playing maybe a playoff hockey game there. Is that still the case, or is the opening postponed to, or is that the regular opening happening in 24-25?
I mean, in the summer, I heard talks about this as well, that they already finished the arena, so it's there. There were talks about maybe January, maybe Hungarian Cup, which we have this upcoming weekend. Then I heard maybe playoffs, but then I think the final decision has been start of next season. So I don't think we're going to move over even for playoffs this year. And we've been talking a lot about that finish even before the season. It would be nice to say goodbye to the old arena with the championship. So it's always good to have that mindset already before season starts. And that's been the mindset the whole season. So yeah, that's our goal, but I don't think we're going to move over this season.
Which is a bummer. And then again, gives everybody time to one last time enjoy Gabor Oksay Arena until it's onto the 45 billion forint building, which will open obviously next year. How much are you, Benja, looking forward to that new arena? And I know it'd be difficult to have all the butts in the seat, as it's almost double the amount of seats, but how much are you looking forward to opening that arena and providing Fehava people and hopefully many from outside of Fehava with a great hockey experience?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely something that's going to be special, not just for the city, but I think for the whole country. I think for sure, and I think Janos agrees with that, that it's going to be the best hockey rink in Hungary by far. It's such a crazy new facility, and hopefully everything will fall into place when we start playing there, and it's going to be a great experience for the fans. I personally know some people that live in Budapest and used to come to Fehérvár games back years ago, but now they have younger kids or wives and stuff, and then it's harder at our rink right now with what Janos said, the bathroom situation, for example, or the buffet lines and stuff like that. So it's gonna be it's not just gonna be like for hardcore hockey fans, like even the fans that enjoy hockey maybe on the TV will sometimes come to some games. So hopefully we do elevate our viewership numbers a little bit just with the facility. And it's going to be interesting. But yeah, the atmosphere, sadly, I don't think you can carry that over completely just due to the size the whole thing. But I think our hardcore fan base will still make a very good atmosphere in that new arena, and it's going to be something special.
It's great that you alluded to the fans. All I know about Hungarian fans and everything that I witnessed on site is that they're incredibly smart. And if anyone's able to translate or transition a great atmosphere from one rink to another, it's probably Fehava fans. Which leads me to the last question to you, Benje. You got it in your own hands to help from kind of a sportive side to create some euphoria, create some excitement about the brand of Fehavar hockey with a great season and maybe another finals run. As you've both been part of the finals 2 years ago, and I still remember the series so vividly, because if three pucks had bounced differently in those four games, we would have gotten a game seven, or at the very least, we would have gotten to a game six. And of course, with the game being hockey, it turned out to be a sweep and a championship for Salzburg. But what did you, Benjamin, learn from this extended playoff run from 2 years ago and the finals against Red Bull Salzburg that will be key in the upcoming playoffs? And I know Fehava hasn't been qualified officially yet, but eventually you will, and you will get to the playoffs. And I'd say you even get to pick your opponent, even though it's really tight. But takeaways from 2 years ago that will be vital for this year in advancing or staying in the postseason as long as possible.
Yeah, sadly, I was hurt during that run. I had a shoulder surgery, so I didn't get to play, but I was part of all the build-up and everything. It was great to see. I think that year we had a really great team. We had a good unit as a whole, so that's why the guys had that really great run. And against Salzburg, it was pretty special just to watch, even that our team could really compete in every game. Sadly, it didn't go the way we wanted, obviously, but I always thought it was way closer than that sweep that we got. That's how hockey is. Sometimes bounces go this way, sometimes bounces go that way. So not much you can do about that. But I think what we can take away from that run, we have quite some many players who are part of that run, is that it's always possible that if pucks bounce a little bit better, then it could have been something totally different. But to put yourself into the situation to have those bounces, it's important. And since a lot of guys have managed it once, the goal is always to get there again and then hopefully have a different outcome. But I think Janos can explain better, because he was a way bigger part of that than me.
Yeah, you only played four games in the postseason. That's my mistake, before heading into shoulder surgery. But still, you were part of the team, as most of the interplayers are. But yeah, Janos, to round this out, take us home. What did Fehava indeed learn from those three series 2 years ago, and what's going to be possible for this year?
I think that I think around Christmas, I kind of felt that we're probably going to go to the finals that season. I was telling people that I think we are good enough. Like, the team was really, players had their roles and it was well coached, and I felt that we were at that point the second best team in the league. Then going into the playoffs, obviously we made through Pustertal and Villach, and against Salzburg, it was by far the best games I've seen or played in this league. It was so tight, good battles, especially if the first three games were all tie games, 2 minutes, 3 minutes to go up the game, like versus overtime. Even second overtime, so it was 3-on-3. So anyone can win 3-on-3. That's just a lottery. It was such close games, and it's kind of annoying. It looks so bad that you lost 4-0. Because even if you ask the Salzburg players, I would say they wouldn't say it was a 4-0 serious. Like you said, it's just small bounces, and unfortunately, they got those bounces that season, but I always say there's a reason for why you get those bounces, and they were the best team in the regular season that year, and that's when you get your bounces. If you work hard, if you're good, then you're gonna get the bounces, and that's what happened. I just wish it was at least 6 games or something, so it doesn't look as it was an easy finals.
And Feyenoord fans would have definitely deserved to celebrate the home win, but because of the fact that you said you felt around Christmas that this could be a finals team, how did you feel around this Christmas?
Around Christmas, not so good. We lost 5 in a row just after Christmas. So
I know that. So
I thought we're never going to win a game again. But fortunately, it happened. And iconically, it happened against Salzburg at home. That week, we already talked about we for sure going to win this time because we lost like 14 in a row against Salzburg. So we kind of had a feeling of that's when it's going to happen. I don't know. It's tighter this year, I think, between teams. I really feel like Klagenfurt is being the best team so far. Then it's us, Salzburg, and the rest of the teams behind us who've been doing really well. So it can go either way, but I think we have a good chance to go all the way this year as well. But I don't know if it's gonna be championship or finals or semifinals. Yeah, it's hockey, but when we play well, we can beat anybody in a series, but you never know if you have the bounces with you.
And I couldn't wish for a better way to close out this conversation. There are still some opportunities for Austrian hockey fans to witness a Feyenoord game at their rinks. You're playing at Salzburg, you're playing at Klagenfurt, you're playing at Innsbruck, you're playing at Graz. So please check out the local listings and the local games. Thank you guys so much for jumping onto Winter Day Hockey O'Clock. Pleasure talking to you. Looking forward to seeing you down the road, eventually in the playoffs. And for all Hungarian fans, I'm really hoping for a long and extended playoff run. Thank you, Janos. Thank you, Bence.
Thank you. I hope you're going to visit during the finals again.
Thank you.
Winter Day Hockey O'Clock.
Kurz durchatmen bei diesem Wahnsinn. Und das ging rasend schnell. Der Traum vom Finale ist erfüllt. Mit mittendrin statt nur dabei. Mit Fans, stimmungsvoll und hoffnungsfroh. Nice move. Another nice move. Oh, it's gone.